Today's passage is Mark 7, 24 to 30. And from there he arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered a house and did not want anyone to know, yet he could not be hidden. But immediately a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth. And she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "For this statement, you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter." And she went home and found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. Today, we're looking at Jesus' encounter with the Syrophoenician woman. There's a lot that we can dwell on from this encounter, so let's get right into it. First, the setting from verse 24 is the region of Tyre and Sidon. If you look on a map, you'll notice this is pretty far north, in modern-day Lebanon. Jesus has gone quite a few places in Israel so far, according to Mark, and this is the furthest north so far. It would have been a mostly Gentile place, away from the Jewish places like Jerusalem. Verse 24 says that he entered a house and did not want anyone to know. Perhaps after several encounters with the Pharisees and all the healing and work that he's done, maybe he just wanted to lay low for a moment. However, he could not be hidden. A commentary that I read had an interesting note that said, "Just as a lamp could not be hidden under a basket, the sun could not hide under a basket." Jesus could not be hidden, and he lets himself be made known here in this house. The only other character in this encounter is, of course, the Syrophoenician woman. From verses 25 and 26, "But immediately a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell down at his feet." Now the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. Just from these two verses, we see the description of the woman for Jesus to heal her daughter. We just read in verse 25 that she heard of him. She likely heard Jesus was a man who healed many people and cast out many demons. So she came and fell down at his feet. She thought, if anybody could free my daughter from this unclean spirit, from this demon, it's got to be Jesus. This is not too different than the woman in Mark 5 who was bleeding for 12 years, who was desperate and fought through the crowd just to touch Jesus' garment. Except here, Mark emphasizes that the woman is clearly a Gentile by birth of Syrophoenician. Now, Jews and Gentiles usually did not associate with one another. Remember this from this past Sunday's message that Peter, the rock of the church, Peter knew God extended his grace to the Gentiles through Jesus, yet even after that, he still stumbled in fear of what other Jews would think if they found him fellowshipping with the Gentiles. So back to the passage. She was a Gentile, and she was a woman. At that time, women held much less status than men. And on top of all that, she had a demon-possessed daughter. There are many reasons why by tradition and by social standards, she should not see Jesus. But those did not matter at all to her. She found Jesus, she fell at his feet, and she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. Jesus' initial response is somewhat surprising and unexpected. It sounds pretty cold, actually. He says, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." So the Jews are the children who should be fed first, but the Gentiles are the dogs, including this woman? That's pretty harsh, Jesus. If the story just ended there, that'd be seen as Jesus refusing the mother's request for healing, turning her away because she is as a dog compared to the Jews who are as children. Thankfully, the story does not end there. Jesus likely saw the woman's faith and anticipated her response she gives, which is, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Her attitude is one of persistence and humility. She says, "Yes, even the crumbs in this metaphor are good enough for me when they come from you, Jesus." And he said to her, "For this statement, you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter." And she went home and found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. Jesus rewards the Syrophoenician woman's faith in him. He speaks the word and the demon is gone. It's a given in this story that Jesus has complete authority to cast out the work of the enemy. And we don't get any more dialogue here, but we find out that she does go home and her daughter is indeed at peace in bed now. Going back to Jesus' response, we can learn a few things. First, he shows that he came for the Jews and then to the Gentiles. This is what we see play out in Acts and what Paul writes about in Romans, that the gospel is God's reconciliation was entrusted first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. The good news of God's grace and forgiveness of sins is not limited to the Jews. As we see here, and again throughout the Bible, and in our lives today, since we are not Jewish by birth, the good news has reached Gentiles around the world. It's God's perfect plan. One point to reflect on is, who did Jesus come for? And the answer is, it's for all sinners, Jews and Gentiles alike. There is no one outside his reach. There's no one outside his plan for salvation. Second, we can learn from this encounter that God will test our faith. Jesus tested the Syrophoenician woman's faith by making her respond to a bit of pushback from him. What did this accomplish? In this case, Jesus revealed more of his plan of salvation to his disciples and in turn to us. It also showed the woman that yes, she was hungry even for the crumbs of Jesus' healing power. Can we remember that God will test our faith in him to strengthen our faith and to show more of who he is? Can we be persistent in prayer and resolve to keep trusting in him even when we don't see his response right away? Let's learn from the woman in this passage and seek to live out our faith in Jesus like she did. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for this example of faith from the Syrophoenician woman. And Lord, I pray that we would be able to learn from her. Lord, that we would be able to learn of her faith and seek you and continue to seek you, even if we don't get the response we immediately want. But God, help us to know that you are in control. God, that you desire healing for all people. And Lord, your love is for all people. Lord, help us to know this. Help us to live this day according to that truth. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray.